Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway. Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kathy Holloway Hill, and you're listening to the Living by Design show. I have to apologize to my listeners. It appears we had some technical difficulties starting out, but we are going to go ahead and have a fantastic show. We have a great lineup for you this evening. We're not going to allow technical difficulties to stop us because sometimes those things happen, so we are going to just keep rolling right along. We want to welcome everyone who's going to be joining us in the chat room and everyone who's going to be listening to us dialed in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a great lineup for you this evening, and I'm just going to kind of jump in here with a few announcements that we made last week, and I just want to update you guys on what we talked about last week. We have a new lineup for the new year, the new decade, 2010. Every month, the Living by Design show is going to have a theme, and this month's theme is self-discovery and goal setting. And we also are going to be having a featured winner each month. One of our listeners is going to win $100 every month. At the end of the month, I will announce the winner, and all we're asking you to do is share your story. It's called the Share Your Story Contest. And whatever our month's theme is, we're asking you to send your story in related to that month's theme. So, for instance, if you have a story about goal setting or your self-discovery journey, send your story in and send it in to me, Kathy, with a C, at chollowayhill.com. Okay? That's Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at C-H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y-H-I-L-L.com. And whoever has the best story wins $100. It's that simple. It's fun. And we can encourage and just really motivate our listeners by hearing other stories from each other. So we're going to look forward to doing that, and I'm excited about that. And I also want to make one other announcement. All of my chat room guests, for every guest that comes into the chat room this month, because I'm introducing my new C. Holloway Hill Learning Library, I'm going to be giving away a free MP3 download of your choice. So all you have to do is go to emotionalbailout.com, click on the Order Products tab, and select the MP3 of your choice, and email me and tell me, and I'll send it to you. Isn't that great? So those are the announcements, and I'm excited about tonight's show. We have a great guest, Mr. Ty Bennett, is going to be our guest this evening, and I am so anxious to bring him on the line because I know we lost a few minutes getting started with the technical difficulties. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Ty on the line, and hopefully this is going to work out okay. Ty, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How about you?
Oh, good. That's great. Now, I know we had a few technical difficulties, and people probably couldn't hear me at first. I was kind of talking, but nothing was there.
Well, not a problem. I'm glad to be here, and we'll just pick up where we missed a couple minutes, and we'll have a great time.
Absolutely. We certainly will have a great time because that's basically what my belief is all about for this show, and every single topic that I bring to the show, the belief is that we must focus on everything that happens good and positive in our lives because there are going to be setbacks, there are going to be issues, there are going to be obstacles, but we can't focus on those, and we can't let those stop us and hold us up. We've got to keep moving and keep going forward. So I appreciate your patience.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and Ty, I know you've got a fantastic story, and you're the founder of the Leadership Incorporated, and that's your company. And I want you to just tell our listeners a little bit about how you got started, because when I read your story, it was absolutely amazing about starting your own business with your brother, and that was just fantastic. So tell our listeners a little bit about that and how you got started.
Well, yeah, I'd be happy to. My name is Ty Bennett. I live in Utah, over here in the Snowy Mountains, and we're having a great day. But I grew up in Colorado, grew up in a great home. My brother, who is just about 2 years older than I am, he and I have both been pretty entrepreneurial spirits our whole life. And so when we were both at about 21, 22 years old, we decided to start our own business together. And it was something that we had talked about since we were young and something that we wanted to pursue. Long story short, I guess, we've built a multi-million dollar business, did so by about the time I was 25, and that business continues to thrive. And in the process of doing that, I've been able to work with people all around the world and had a chance to really pursue what I love, and that's speaking and empowering people. And just this last year, I founded Leadership Inc., which is a speaking and training company, and our mission is to empower individuals and organizations, and I do so through the keynotes and training that I give. I speak all around the world on the topics of purpose, leadership, and belief. I do a lot around goal setting, which is what we're going to talk about tonight. And I've got a couple ebooks, some audio programs, and a new book that should be coming out later this year. So staying busy, but we're doing some great things and meeting incredible people along the way.
That is absolutely fantastic. Very, very good. And yeah, I know the book, I think the book is entitled The Two Most Important Days of Your Life. That's your new book that's coming out, right?
It is. We're in the process of doing that. And actually, I'm co-authoring that with a good friend of mine. His name is Kevin Hall. And Kevin has a book that just came out last Tuesday called Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E. And if you haven't heard of that or had a chance to read it, it's an incredible book. Kevin's a unique individual. He's an etymologist. He studies the etymology and roots of words and has taught me a great deal. For example, as we talk about goal setting you know, you'll hear that you need to be passionate about your goals. The word passion actually originated at the time of Christ, and it meant or described the suffering that Christ went through. And so somebody who's passionate loves something enough to be willing to suffer for it. And, you know, at the beginning of this call, you said your belief system was really that we need to have a positive outlook, we need to keep moving forward, that setbacks are going to come, and that's really true. And it's our passion that keeps us moving forward when those setbacks do come. And so this book, Aspire, what Kevin's work really is diving into those words. It's an incredible book, but he and I are writing that book together called The Two Most Important Days of Your Life. And in a perfect world, it's going to be a great Christmas book this year.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Now, Ty, if you don't mind, I'm just going to talk a tad bit here about setbacks and some of the things that get thrown in our path, because that really does influence how we do or do not accomplish our goals. Because we all have obstacles. We all have obstacles. Even us motivational speakers have obstacles that we have to contend with in our lives. So talk to the listeners a little bit about, from your experience and from your client perspective and things that you have seen in your journey, what are some of the top five, well, we don't have to, you know, number them, but some, what are some of the top reasons that prevents people from achieving their goals, and, you know, and how do our obstacles and stuff play a role in that?
Well, I think, number one, we're going to dive into some of this material as we get into it a little bit more in depth. But number one, I think people aren't really clear on their goals. I think a lot of people kind of make wishes. They hope for things. They say something along the lines of a New Year's resolution, like, oh, yeah, I want to lose weight this year. Well, when you're not really clear on your goal, when you don't have a vision of what it is that you want, it's going to be very, very hard to achieve that goal. And so, number one, I think you need to be very clear about what you want. Number two, you need to be very clear on why you want it. And you need to have some real reasons on why you want it, because when your why is great enough, you can overcome any how. That's the old saying that a lot of people have heard. Well, there's a truth in that, because there's always going to be hard days. You know, as an entrepreneur, I can tell you that every day is not roses. Every day is not perfect. And, you know, as you go set out every day, when it is hard, you have to have something emotionally anchoring you to say, you know what, I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to start over. I'm going to keep doing it, you know, and that commitment has to be unwavering. I talk a lot about commitment because I believe that the single most important factor, whether you're trying to build a multi-million-dollar business, or if you're trying to build a marriage, you're trying to build a family, you're trying to build a life, whatever it is, I believe that the single most important factor to build anything worthwhile is commitment. And the thing that I would love for you to, if you took nothing else away from this today, if you understood that when you're interested, you do what's convenient, but when you're committed, you do whatever it takes. If you understood that simple principle and you decided, because commitment is a choice, if you really decided to commit to your goals and say, you know what, it may not be easy and the route that I decide may not be perfect and there may be times I have to make some course corrections, but I'm going to keep going and I'm going to do whatever it takes. If you actually committed at that level, you could accomplish anything that you wanted to. It really is that true. And most people just don't know how to commit in a big way. We just don't put ourselves fully into something. And then I think your goal really has to have a game plan to it. You know, that goes back to the idea of making a wish. If you just say, you know what, I want to lose weight, that's great. And there's lots of ways to lose weight. But you need to put together a game plan on how you're actually going to do that. So there's a lot of things that hold people back. But, you know, as you face those trials and those challenges, you know, those challenges can come in a lot of forms. Those challenges could be setbacks. They could be financial challenges. They could be naysayers. You know, even with all of the success that I had had as an entrepreneur, as I started talking to some of my friends and telling people that I wanted to pursue professional speaking, you know, the very first person that I talked to, very, very good friend of mine, business associate, somebody who I have great respect for, he came back to me and he said, you know, Ty, can I be honest with you? And I said, yeah, you can. And he said, at your age, what in the world do you have to share that other people would want to hear? Now, that was the first response that I had is I wanted to pursue speaking, something that I'm very passionate about. Mm-hmm. Another friend said, no one in the world will ever pay you to speak to them.
Mm.
And, you know, the truth is, I think, my own opinion, because we've all had naysayers. We've all had people who have told us, you can't, you're not good enough, you're not old enough, you're not smart enough, you're not young enough, you're not experienced enough, whatever it is. And I think that if you're not having naysayers in your life, you're probably not far enough out there on the limb. You know, you're not pushing yourself far enough.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's part of the process. A lot of people just don't have the same belief, and that doesn't make it different, right or wrong for you. It's just their own opinion. I had a chance to sit down with Les Brown, who is an amazing speaker. He was named as one of the top five speakers in the entire world by Toastmasters International. And he and I had lunch, and this was about the time I was starting to pursue speaking on my own. And I was asking him his advice, and he was talking about some different things. And he told me about a story for him. When he was growing up, he was labeled as having learning disabilities. And he had a teacher who squarely looked him in the eye and said, Les, you can do it. And he said, no, I can't. I've got all of these learning disabilities. And his teacher said to him, Les, other people's opinions of you do not need to become your reality.
That's right.
That hit me so strong because I think it's true for all of us. Other people's opinions don't matter. The setbacks that we have in our life really can be just stepping stones if we look at them in a different light.
That's right. And you know, Ty, everything you're saying, I'm just drinking it up so much because it's absolutely right on. And I just want to add one little piece to that because I hear this so much when I'm doing my coaching sessions and in my work that people always want to immediately turn to, well, I'm praying about this and I'm praying about that because they run into obstacles. Well, I'm putting it in prayer and I'm giving it to the Lord or, you know, I'm turning it over in prayer. And that's great. That's absolutely fantastic. I would encourage prayer and meditation for everyone. However, God gives us five senses and he also gives us the power of choice. And with that power of choice, we need to decide just what you said, to be committed to the level that it takes to get your goal completed. And those choices are ours. And for us to sit and wait for a magical miracle to occur, we've got to put the action in to make something happen. We've got to do that. And I think that also has a lot to do with why a lot of people don't accomplish their goals because they're not making those right choices. They feel like they don't have choices to make. And that is the greatest gift that we could have ever been granted was the power of choice.
I agree with you. I believe that, you know, we each have our agency to be able to do and make of our lives what we want it to be. And I really do believe that, you know, the saying that God helps those who help themselves. Because when you start to take action, it's amazing the things that start to open up, the doors that start to open up, the people that you meet. My favorite poem is by a Scottish mountain climber named William Hutchinson Murray. And it may be a poem that you're familiar with, but it says, concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is but one elementary truth, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. And all sorts of events begin to occur which otherwise would not have occurred and which no man would dream would come his way. When we really commit and we start to act, it's amazing what starts to happen, and the path that isn't clear right now will become clear as you start to take steps forward.
That's right. That's great. That's absolutely true. And you had mentioned about the what and the why. What are you committed to? Why are you committed to it? And then put your steps in place as to how you're going to accomplish it. And I'd also like to add to that and put a who in there. Because there are people that we should be associating ourselves with and people we should not be associating ourselves with. And once we become clear on our goals, as you stated, it's very, very critical that we be clear on what it is that we want. Once we reach that clarity level, we need to be willing to let go of those, like you said, naysayers and those people who have negative energy and they're draining us. We've got to be willing to let go of that. People come into our lives for reasons and seasons, and once that season is over, we've got to let them go. Sometimes it's very painful. It could be a childhood friend, a family member. If you can't totally let them go, then you've got to minimize your interaction with them. That's the only way you're going to grow, and that's the only way you're going to continue to move down your journey to reach your goals.
Yeah, the people that we surround ourselves with, it's funny, we were having this conversation, my wife and I were having this conversation yesterday, you know, and surrounding yourself with the kind of people that lift you up, the kind of people that support you, not the kind of people that drag you down, the kind of people that don't make you a better person, that don't bring out the best in you. And, you know, I jokingly said, I said, sometimes you just have to have a friendectomy. You know, sometimes you have to eliminate those people out of your life. And it, that is, that can be a hard thing. But in the end, you have to decide what you really want in your life. And if you're going in a direction that other people aren't, the only way you can really help people is if you're reaching to pull them up to a higher level, a level where you're at.
Right.
And so you have to just move in the direction that you feel you should go, and then surround yourself with great people. You know, Jim Rohn, who just passed away last month, an amazing individual, he was the one who really said, you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And, you know, you think about that, take an assessment of your life. Who is it that most influences you? Who is it that you surround yourself with? You know, what kind of income level do they have? What kind of people are they? What kind of contribution do they make? Are they positive or negative? And, you know, what I encourage people to do is take out a sheet of paper, list all the people that are friends, family, associates, people that are involved in their life, and then go through and grade them. Put an up arrow if they're people who are uplifting and a down arrow if they're people who drag you down. And it becomes very, very obvious when you see it on paper in front of you who you should be spending your time with.
That's right. And for my listeners, everyone who's listening, I know this exercise that Ty just mentioned, it might be a little difficult for you, but I'm telling you, I mean, you might just throw together a couple of little thoughts here and there about a resolution, but if you really are serious about true goal setting, it's going to require everything that we're talking about right now and some, because to be truly committed to your goals, it really requires a lot of inner strength. It's a lot of inner strength because there are going to be obstacles that come your way, and that's when you're going to have to pull inside from that inner strength. Because that adversity that's going to jump, I mean, that really does build up your character. Those obstacles are going to be thrown in your path for a reason. If things are just kind of flowing along and just you're happy-go-lucky and you're not seeing any issues, hold on. You better hold on to your hat because they're coming. They're coming.
Very true. Very true.
Because I have so many clients that they come to me and, you know, they claim to be committed. They say, yeah, I really want to do this. But then when we start digging deep down into the situation and I start asking them those really hardcore questions, they get tongue-tied. They don't have the answers. They don't know. They don't want to let go of these things, or they don't want to change these things. And goal setting, one of the things I talk about in my seminars, Ty, is that goal setting initially, when you set out to achieve a goal, goal setting is 80% mental and 20% action. And then once you have made that powerful mindset shift that's required, then it switches to 80% action and 20% mental. Because once you become committed to a goal, there are some changes that are going to have to happen in your life. They're going to have to happen. It is a lifestyle change. I don't care if it's losing weight. I don't care if it's improving your marriage. I don't care if it's finding the right mate. I don't care if it's becoming an entrepreneur, a public speaker. I don't care what it is. There are some lifestyle changes that are going to occur. So if you don't make that mindset shift, get your thoughts where they should be, get the right tools and methods and behaviors in your life, meditation and prayer and affirmations and all the things that it takes to change your beliefs and change your whatever needs to be fixed, if you don't make that mindset shift, you're not going to achieve your goals.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a major mental exertion that needs to go into it. I've been on New Year's Eve this year. We had a fun experience because I did a goal-setting seminar on New Year's Eve from 6 to about 10 o'clock with about 50 people. It was a pretty fun way to spend New Year's Eve this year. And I'm doing several more actually next week here in Utah, and we'll be doing some more of them. There's a whole process to it, but when you put that type of energy into it, I think the thing that you have to think about, so many of us, we spend literally hours and hours. We spend more time planning our vacations than we do our own life. We don't put the same energy into it. And yet if you sit down and you really go through the real process to set true goals, not just wishes, not just dreams, not just ideas of what it is that you would like, but a true goal, and the way I define a true goal is a true goal has three things. A true goal has vision, which provides a picture answering what do you want. What is it that you really want out of your life? What kind of person do you want to be? What are the things that you want to have? What do you want to change? You know, what differences do you want to see in your life? It has vision, that's the first thing. It has mission, which provides purpose, answering why. And I think this is the most important key. You have to know why. You have to really understand why you want these goals. When I do a goal-setting seminar, I'll have people spend some time and they'll write down what they want. So they may write down, you know, 10, 15 things, whatever it is, the goals that they want. And then when we get to and start to talk about the mission, the why they want it, I'll have them partner off. And so, Kathy, if you and I were partners, I would take your paper and you would take mine. And as I read your goal, I would say, Kathy, you say right here you want to lose weight. Why? And really dive into that. Really start to understand what's driving you, what motivates you, what are you going to get out of that goal if you achieve it, so that you have some emotional catalyst to help you move forward. And then the third thing is you need a strategy. A strategy provides a plan answering how. And there's a way to develop that strategy that we can go into. But when you spend the time to put your mind around that whole process, to think of it in terms of what do you want, why do you really want it, and how am I going to achieve it, so that your goal then becomes concrete in your mind, so it's action-oriented, so it's like a travel plan. You have where you are, you have your destination of where you want to get to, you have a route and an estimated time of arrival, you have everything that you need to really make that goal happen. Now, it's not going to be perfect in that process. There's still going to be some detours along the way. You're going to come to some roadblocks and some things like that, but at least you have a course direction to start to take the process to go down. I think all too often people think they set goals or think about setting goals, but we don't actually go through the process of truly setting goals.
That's true. That's right. And you just stated that sometimes you're going to come to those detours or those, you know, those obstacles that, you know, cause you to kind of get set back. When you come to those detours and those points on the road, when you know that you're off track, then you've got to get off your exit, assess your map or assess your situation, and then get back up on the right path. Now, Ty, you know I've got to ask you the question, how do you develop your strategy for your step number three? How do you go about developing your strategy, your plan?
Okay, so there's really four simple questions to ask yourself to develop a strategy. To do that, you want to ask yourself, first off, who has done it? Okay, that's the first question. In every one of my goal categories, I break them out in terms of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. My mental and financial goals fall in the same category, and my emotional and relational goals fall in the same category. That's how I personally break my goals out. In every one of those categories, when I set goals, I first ask who has done it, and I have a mentor that I can look at to use as a guide. Now, sometimes that mentor could be a close personal friend of mine that I can have conversation with, that I can have dialogue with. There's other times that those mentors are people that I've read about, people that I may be able to read their books, people that I may know more from observation than conversation. Either way, you want to find somebody who has done what it is or something similar to what you want to accomplish and be able to use them as a mentor.
Ty, I'm just going to interrupt you really quick here because I want to make sure my listeners understand. What you're saying is absolutely right on, but by all means, do not try to copy someone else. That's not what he's saying. It's a difference in having a mentor and a role model and trying to mimic someone else. You have to be yourself, be authentic, and be who you are. You have your own unique gift. So go ahead, Ty.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that. Ralph Waldo Emerson said imitation is suicide, and I really agree with that. You know, we're all different people. We all have our own gifts. We all have our own path. But you can use somebody as a guide, somebody who has you can look at as inspiration, somebody who you can look at and say, if they can do it, I can do it, and you can glean some understanding from what they've done. Now, secondly, look at how did they do it. What are the things that they did? You know, if your goal is to go and build a certain type of business, and you look at somebody who's done something similar, what kind of hours did they work? Because if they worked 10-hour days, if you want to build something similar, you probably can't go into it and set a goal to do it at the same pace they did and work 2-hour days. Probably not going to happen. You know, so you can glean some understanding from that. So that's the second question, how did they do it? The third question, though, goes exactly to what you said, Kathy, and that is, what are your obstacles? Not what were their obstacles. Your mentor has their own unique set of circumstances, but what are your obstacles going to be? So if you're trying to lose weight and sugar is a huge temptation for you or fast food or whatever, identify what your obstacles are. And then the fourth question is, what are the solutions to those obstacles? Spend 10% of your time identifying the obstacle and 90% of your time focusing on the solution. So if you know that fast food is a temptation for you, then focus on, how do I avoid fast food? Develop that solution for you. Maybe it's to always have a snack with you in the car, something healthy. Maybe, whatever it is, you can come up with your own solution to your own obstacle so that you have somebody there as a mentor, but you develop your own plan of action for you personally to be able to go and achieve that goal.
I like that. I like that. And I'm just going to add to a little bit of what you said. It's all absolutely right on. If you could, there's just a couple of things that I would add. If you can find an accountability partner, that's a good thing. Because there are going to be days when you're going to want to kind of, you know, slack and maybe not do it. And if you have an accountability partner, this is someone that can, you know, it's like a mentor. But, you know, as Ty stated, you might select a mentor that you don't know. Maybe Les Brown is your mentor, and you don't know him personally, and you may read all of his books. But an accountability partner is actually someone that is in your life that can hold you accountable. That could be a life coach. That could be a very inspiring friend, whoever that is. And then the other thing I would add is to reward yourself, because goal setting and going through the process of achieving your goals, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen fast. If it happens fast, you haven't really accomplished anything. You're just, you know, fooling yourself. So reward yourself along the way as you have small victories. Reward yourself. Reward yourself. And then that'll make it fun for you. So that's what
I completely agree. An accountability partner is a must, because when you put that plan together, you know, when you have a goal, like we talked about, a goal is kind of like travel plan. So a goal written out is not, I want to lose 30 pounds. A goal written out is, you know, I'm at my ideal weight of 120 pounds, having lost 30 pounds on Christmas Day of 2010 by doing this, such and such and such. You've got your whole plan laid out. And then having an accountability partner is such a crucial thing. You know, as I go back to my own experience, maybe it was by default, but I had a business partner in my brother, and he and I set some pretty lofty goals together. And every day we would talk about those goals. And the days that it was hard for him, I could encourage him. In the days that it was hard for me, he could encourage me, and he would hold me accountable. And we had certain things that we had to do each day, and we would assess each other as we had calls or we got together, whatever it was, and say, did you do these things? And we were very accountable to it, and that makes such a difference, because all too often, statistically showing, there was a study that came out just recently, that statistically 88% of people fail to achieve their New Year's resolution. And the majority of people haven't followed through by about this time right now, the 13th of this month, give or take the next few days. Most of the time they've stopped following through on those resolutions because they have no accountability, because they have no follow through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I know how critical that is, because even some of my clients, I'm a life coach, and I am holding the people accountable. Even sometimes when you have an accountability partner, it's still going to be a challenge. And that's why I'm saying don't expect change overnight. Change is fantastic, but it requires work. It requires commitment. It requires choices. It requires a lot of effort. And it certainly requires inner strength. So everything that Ty said, those steps, vision, mission, plan, and developing your strategy, those are absolutely necessary. But you've got to have that mindset in place. You've got to have that mindset right. Go ahead, Ty.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's interesting. People hate change. People just, we all want, you know, we all know that change is important, and change, but if we could all change our mindset around just that word change, and look at it, instead of change, look at it as the word growth.
Yes.
Because we all want to grow. We all want to be better. We all want to do more. And the truth is, for you to be better, for things to get better in your life, you need to get better. For things to change, you need to change. That change is such a positive thing, and yet we dread it. We get so comfortable because we don't want to do things that are outside of our comfort zone, because that makes us vulnerable. We start to question ourselves. We feel like we put ourselves up for judgment or embarrassment because it's not comfortable. We're not perfected in that arena. But to be successful, you need to get really comfortable with being uncomfortable.
That's right.
Because everything that you want is just outside of your comfort zone. Everything.
That's right. That's right. And when you think about it, listeners, think about it. Everyone who is in the chat room, welcome. Thank you for coming. And everyone who's listening via the phone lines, welcome to you, and thank you for coming. Think about your life as it stands right this minute. Where is it going? Where is your life headed? Can anyone answer that question? I mean, think about where you want to be in 5 years, 10 years. Do you want to just go through life, going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home, and then one day you up and die? Your life has to have some direction, some purpose. Life wasn't meant to be lived day to day, going to a job in corporate America, earning an income, earning a living to just pay your mortgage until your day comes that you expire. I mean, that's not what life is about. You've got to have some legacy. You've got to have some reason for being here. And I know you're writing this book, The Two Most Important Days of Your Life. I bet I know what those days are, the day you were born and the day you realize why.
That's exactly right. I want to tell you just a story of how that developed here in just a second. I want to read you this quote that I've got in front of me, because I really do think we have to sit back and ask ourselves the question, are we living by default, like what you were talking about, or are we living by design? And we actually designed our life. There's a great quote. It's by a man named Russell Ballard, and it says, I am so thoroughly convinced that if we don't set goals in our life and learn how to master the techniques of living to reach our goals, we can reach a ripe old age and look back on our life only to see that we reached but a small part of our full potential. When one learns to master the principles of setting a goal, he will then be able to make a great difference in the results he attains in his life.
Yep.
I think it's, you know, all of us, when we get to the end of our life and look back, we want to know that we've done something. We want to know that we've made a difference. We want to feel a sense of purpose. And, yeah, the book that I'm writing, The Two Most Important Days of Your Life, is exactly that. It stemmed actually from a friend of mine. I have a good friend named Wes Blatter. He lives in Colorado. And about 5 years ago, he was sitting at home one night, and he got a phone call unexpected. And as he picked up the line, he heard a lady on the other side of the phone that he could tell was crying. And she said, "Wes, I don't know if you remember me or not, but about 10 years ago, you were my son Danny's scoutmaster." And she said, "The reason I'm calling is because Danny committed suicide last night."
In his note,
he asked if you would speak at his funeral because you had been a positive influence in his life.
Mm.
So imagine for a minute getting that phone call. And Wes hung up the phone, and he obviously had a flood of emotions going through his mind. But this was over 10 years ago. Wes was a scoutmaster for a long time, and he couldn't particularly remember who this boy was. And so Wes and his wife Tammy went over to see this family, and they sat down and they started looking through some photo albums and started to remember who this boy Danny was. And he remembered this shy 12-year-old scout who joined his scout troop who didn't quite fit in, and he kind of put his arm around him and made him feel part, and that's probably why Danny felt like he was such an influence in his life. And unfortunately, this kid didn't fit in. He didn't get into the right crowds, and after years of drug use and a lot of bad choices at the age of 26, he decided to take his life.
Mm-hmm.
So when Wes spoke at the funeral, there were a couple hundred friends and family there, and Wes shared some funny stories that they had as scouts, and then he shared a really great truth, and he said the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you discover why. And unfortunately, Danny never found that second day.
Mm.
And I think for all of us, I really do believe it's as life and death in our lives as it was in Danny's life to understand what we were born to do. Each of us has unique gifts. Each of us has things that we're passionate about. Each of us has the ability to make a contribution in this life, and that's what we're here for. You know, as I speak, I talk to people about how to feel more confidence, how to make more money, and how to experience more fulfillment in their life, because universally I find that all of us, it's human nature to want those things in your life. We want to feel good. We want to feel like we're a part of something. We want to make a contribution. We want to serve people. We want to have connection. We want to feel like our life means something, that there's some purpose beyond just the mundane day-to-day activity that we have that it's so easy to get lost in. And so this conversation, while all of a sudden it got very deep, I hope that you will take from that and seriously reflect a little bit about what does your life mean? What is your life purpose? What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to contribute? Because when you start to live your life on purpose, the joy, the excitement, the fun that your life can become, the difference that it can make in so many other people's lives is just the most amazing thing. That if everybody could live that way, I really believe our world would be a completely different place.
Absolutely would. And I want to also say, too, for everyone who's listening, that I know the media, there are a lot of influences in our lives. And if we don't live by design, we will live by default or accident. And we will allow, if we don't design our lives, we will allow someone else to do it because we don't really know how to design our lives. So we just kind of let our loved ones, parents, you know, spouse, whoever, the media. And we allow these outside influences to make us make choices that we ordinarily wouldn't make. And I know there's so many people listening who believe, they have a strong belief that money and other people are what's necessary to bring them happiness. If I just had enough money, if I just could find somebody who would love me and accept me and appreciate me and validate me, those are not the things that you should be searching for. We, of course, need money so that we can survive and pay our bills. Absolutely. But we cannot worship it. We cannot make it the center of our universe. That's just not it. It's not it. And Ty, I know you have something to comment on that one.
Well, you know, as you look at it, you know what came to mind? It's really interesting. we really do seek for outside sources of happiness and or validation in our lives. What just came to mind is my wife is a big fan of the show The Biggest Loser.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen that show before.
Yeah.
For all reality TV, I think it's a very positive, very good thing. Jillian Michaels, who's the trainer on that show, she is a little bit brass at times, and some people may have a hard time with her, but she is very good at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a show this last season where she sat down with a man and his wife after the man who had been on the campus and lost over 100 pounds came home, a completely different person, and the wife was feeling like she was left behind. And as they were talking about things, the wife kept saying, but if he, and Jillian kept stopping her and said, wait a minute, where does your validation come from? And she said, but my husband, and she said, where does your validation come from? And she said, no, but the difference with him, and she said, where does your validation come from? And the woman finally broke down and she said, it comes from me. I have to start to love myself. And I have an audio program that's called The Power of Belief. And when you look at the word belief, I think a lot of us think about it as kind of a mental process. It's a concrete knowledge of something that we know. But the word belief, actually the word leaf, comes from the Indo-European word layab, which means to love. The word belief means to be love. It means to be in love with. And so when I talk to people about their own belief in themselves, I talk to them about the fact that you need to love yourself. And for a lot of us, that's some of the biggest struggle that we have, because we've made mistakes, because we haven't followed through on things, because we have character traits that we'd like to change. And love isn't blind. I'm not saying look past any of those things, but love is unconditional, and it's forgiving, and it sees potential as opposed to sometimes what reality is. It sees what we can be. And so when you really start to understand that you need to fall in love with yourself, you need to be happy because you are a great person. You need to see that in yourself. You need to feel validated because you validate yourself. You can't find that anywhere else. It can't come from anywhere else, because people and things are always going to come and go. And so if you rely on money as your source of validation in your life, what happens when the economy turns upside down like it did last year and all of your money was in the stock market? What happens when you owned a home that you thought you had a lot of equity in and that disappeared and you just lost that home? If that's your sense of security or self-worth, things can always be taken away from you. But when you really develop a sense of self-worth that you believe in yourself, that can never be taken away from you.
And eventually, Ty, it will be taken away from you, because you can't take any of those things with you.
Nope.
You can't take any of those things with you. So, I mean, anything that is outside of you, it doesn't really matter. I mean, whether it's – I know a lot of people listening are maybe in a bad relationship and, oh, if only my significant other would do this or do that. But you can't change anyone's life but your own. That's the only life you have control over. That's the only life you can make choices for is your own. And I know sometimes it's difficult to look in the mirror and you don't like what you see. Like, you know, you were talking about a goal of weight loss. Maybe there's too much weight, or, you know, like you said, you may have character traits you don't like or whatever. But that is the vessel that houses your soul. And you've got to come to terms with loving what's inside of that vessel. And that's a process. Daily affirmations are very powerful. And as far as the money situation, there was a quote, I can't remember whose quote it is, Ty, but I thought it was a good one, because it said, money can't buy happiness, it can only rent it. And I know I like that one.
Oh, I like it. You know, it's interesting what you said, because, you know, you're talking about so many people look at in relationships and say, if they would just be different, if I could just change them. And the interesting thing about that is if you began to change yourself, your ability to change that person would grow exponentially.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You need to be the change you would like to see. If you want someone to start behaving differently, then you start behaving differently. You be the change you want the person to see, and one of two things will happen. Either that person will see your example and follow suit, because positive energy is contagious. It's catching. Well, so is negative energy, for that matter. But that person will see the change in you and follow suit, or they will drop out of your life, which is a good thing because you don't need to be brought down anyway. So either way, you're going to win.
Yeah, it's a very good thing. So
That's right. It really is. So, and we're coming up on our last 9 minutes, and I just want to once again remind everyone who's in the chat room, thank you guys so much for joining us. DJ Squid, there's a guest who I have no idea who the guest is, but thank you, guest. No Single Mama Drama, Ocean Divas, Scorpio Sun, Spicy, The Dave Jones Show. Thank you guys so much for joining us in the chat room. And, you know, I hope I got everybody. I know there's a lot of people in there, and I probably didn't call everyone's name. There's so many people that are listening, so many call-in listeners. And I really appreciate you guys. And Ty, what I want to do is go ahead and give your website. So if our listeners want to visit your website or sign up for your newsletter or you know, get some of your tips and information just to inspire them and uplift them, what is that?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to leadershipinc.com, all spelled out, leadershipinc.com, you can see more information on me there. There's a button on the bottom right where you can sign up for my newsletter. And actually, when you sign up, you will get a free ebook that I wrote called Goal Achievement, which is going to cover a lot of the topics that we talked about tonight in terms of how to set true goals in your life. And so that'll be a great resource for you. That you can pick up the Power of Belief, my audio program on there, and love to converse more with you. So go to Leadership Inc. and check that out.
That's fantastic. And just, if you don't mind, just everything that we've talked about tonight with the goal setting and, you know, the methods for going about setting your goals and discovering your purpose and understanding the journey, the self-discovery journey, and not allowing someone else to design your life for you, because if you do that, you're not in control. And everybody should be in control of their own lives because we all have choices. So if you could just, you know, Ty, just kind of sum it up with, you know, a good comment to leave for our listeners, that would be fabulous.
Absolutely. Well, number one, thank you for having me, Kathy. I commend you in what you do because, you know, you think about the hour that we've spent in talking about some of these concepts. You know, if you were to just turn on the TV for the last hour, most of the programs you're going to watch are not going to be as uplifting or could be life-changing as this can be. I think what it comes down to more than anything is you really look at your life. I was impacted really greatly a couple weeks ago. I read a book by Leo Tolstoy called The Death of Ivan Ilyich, and I don't know if many people have ever read Leo Tolstoy. I read a lot of books, and somebody told me that this was a great story. And it's a story about a man in Russia who became a judge, a pretty prominent judge, but his whole life he hated his wife, literally despised his wife, because he felt like she pushed him into a career that he didn't enjoy because she wanted the prestige that went along with it. Mm. So he lived his whole life hating his wife, this person he was married to. And then he became very sick, and the very end of the book, as he's dying on his deathbed, his wife is sitting there holding his hand. So he's looking at this woman who he hates. And the very last words that he said are, "What if my whole life has been a mistake?"
Mm.
And that,
wow,
that struck me really strong because, you know, I think that we've talked about some concepts about really taking some time to think about your life. What do you want out of it? Design your life to be whatever you want it to be. I promise you that you can have, be, and do anything that you want. I have seen so many examples around me, so many inspiring people who make me believe that it's possible, make me believe that I can go after my dreams, that I can pursue those. And I hope that if nothing else, from this call, you take a minute to say, you know what? What is it that I really want? And that you start to design your life to be whatever it is you want to be. And Kathy, thank you so much. You're doing a great job, and continued success in everything that you're doing and the lives that you're impacting.
Well, that's fantastic, Ty. I appreciate everything you said. I appreciate you coming and sharing your information with us. And for those of my listeners who don't know, I can tell you what Ty just said absolutely touched me so deeply, because I know where I was about, 15 years ago or so, and I know where I've been, where I came from, and there was a time in my life when I absolutely just did not believe I could do anything. My life had been created, designed by someone else. Well, my creator created me, but I had allowed my spouse to design my life, and I was so miserable, so miserable. I did not like where I was, who I was, what I was, nothing, nothing. And if I can pull up out of that and come out of that and be in this place where I am right now, knowing this is what I've always loved doing, this is what I've always wanted to do, and now I'm actually doing it and living my purpose, it is a feeling that I cannot describe. And the only way you're going to feel it is to live it. So I'm encouraging everyone that's listening to this show tonight that heard everything Ty and I have said, please discover your unique purpose. If you need assistance with it, email me, Kathy, with a C, at chollowayhill.com. That's what I'm here for. That's what my show is all about, and that's what we want to do for your lives. So thank you again, Ty. You have been fantastic, fantastic, great information. And we are going to go ahead and sign off for now, and we will be back next week with another episode of Living by Design. Get those stories in. Send me your stories for this month's theme, and get that $100 prize. I know you can use it. Thank you again, Ty, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Good night, everyone.
Thank you so much. Good night.